next door. There were a number of conditions that were placed on building the Dollar General, some of which were aesthetic, some of which were for fire enhancement, and some of which were for stormwater and other issues.
I think Econopac had 45
had several pages across the street. So that's sort of the thing that we try to do. We try to measure how we can, as a board, impose reasonable conditions that are not unreasonable to the developer, but also would not have any adverse impact on our residents either.
I'm still hoping that a bog turtle shows up, which is an endangered species, and then the end will be that's my hope.
All right.
That'll come up in the pindy. That wouldn't be us.
You know, another thing for perspective, if I could, because it involved the same developer. I covered for years, back in around 2012 on, a series of meetings and hearings with Legend and with regards to the Smithfield Gateway project. And he did what you had mentioned about, he asked for modifications on the conditions so that he could meet those modifications and maybe his property would be acceptable then, because his is different. It's commercial and residential combined. And
Mr. Witkowski, I would just ask the same comments that I made to Mr. Weber. We really should not and do not want to take testimony outside of the public hearing on this matter.
Okay.
So, and that would include things like the past history of the applicant.
Correct.
Or other, how things were processed in other areas. Thank
it's
you.
Still going, it's 10 years later, it's still going on. That's all I have to say.
I
for whatever reasons.
You want to state your name?
Melinda Compton for the Courier. I was just wondering if a public hearing had been put on schedule yet or not.
No.
Way far, right?
What is the legal time frame for processing, Tony?
Well, the legal time for processing the conditional use, once it's reviewed as being complete by the Planning Commission, is we would have to.
What do you mean is a complete application?
Right, once the application is considered complete, there would be the supervisors would have 60 days in which to schedule a public hearing. However, based upon past experience both with this developer and other developers, what normally happens is that the Planning Commission is given a reasonable opportunity to review and comment on the application so that the developer would enter into what's called an extension agreement, so extending the time for the hearing and also the time for action.
So if the developer offers additional time, then the Planning Commission can take more time
exactly.
in order to provide their recommendation, which would be both the yes or no and potential conditions.
Right. Correct.
And also when the hearing gets to the Board of Supervisors, as you might recall in the last very lengthy controversial conditional use that this body was processing, sometimes the hearings are not concluded in one go-around, and they have to schedule subsequent days of hearings.
Are you saying that the conditional use that you've received so far is not complete, correct?
I didn't say that. I said the conditional use...
No, we didn't.
The conditional use was reviewed by the zoning officer, and he sent a comment letter back with the application to the applicant.
So what he's saying is that the Planning Commission has yet to even see the application, let alone determine that the application is complete. So the clock is not ticking yet.
Correct. There's no clock ticking. The application has to be reviewed by the zoning officer before it's sent to
Folks, we appreciate you being here. We appreciate you caring and wanting to engage the public and share the information. We want you to have accurate information, and we also want to do our job in the legal and appropriate way. So, thanks for your patience.
Yes. Moving on, Secretary's report.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Milford Water Authority.
Take care.
Mr. John Klemeyer confirmed receiving the proposed amendment to Section 407 of the Zoning Ordinance. Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. An official request was received from the Center of Excellence via the Commonwealth's e-signature portal. It pertains to the local share account statewide commitment letter and contract in the amount of $100,000. Pike County Planning, Mr. Marzinski forwarded an announcement from Jeff Longo. Wilson Hill Road in Delaware Township is now open. Mr. Marzinski forwarded a survey from the Department of Community and Economic Development regarding the update of the state land use and growth management report for 2025. A change of assessment notice was also received. Pike County Area Agency on Aging sent their newsletter. A notice and copy of the court's order regarding funding pause temporary restraining order was also received. And that's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I executed the e-signature for the grant agreement. Gary, did you?
No. She'll bring it up outside out of the way.
Very good.
Old business, zoning officer position.
We had some discussion about this at the last meeting, and the thought that we wanted to move forward with is we have an applicant who doesn't have the experience yet, and perhaps we should hire that applicant as the assistant zoning officer to allow him to go to training and to learn from Sean on an interim basis. And I believe you indicated that Sean was amenable to that.
I spoke
understands,
to Sean about it, and he was very amenable to it.
Understands the importance of making sure the person understands the job before they're left to, you know, work on it by themselves. So there is training coming up.
Yeah, there's training coming up this month, and it's down by Harrisburg. So.
It's 2 days, I think.
It's 2 days.
2 days. It's next week, I believe.
Yeah, I think it is next week.
I believe it's next week. I think it's the 13th or 14th.
What conditions would we find appropriate? I don't believe there was a discussion regarding a starting wage or conditions of employment like...
I believe the wage right now is 15-something an hour, right? Office hours? And 50% of...
15.50.
15.50 was for Sean, though.
Yeah.
He was coming in as an experienced person.
Right.
Not that 15.50 is a lot, but I would not want to bring a trainee in at the same level as what we're paying an experienced person. Did you want to do 15 or do, I wouldn't really want to go lower than maybe do 15 and see, post training if we wanted to go to 15.25.
Well, I would start at 15 because I believe I told him it was going to be around 15 to start.
Okay.
Around. I'm always 100% sure.
Gary.
That's fine with me.
Is there pre-employment drug testing and driver's license?
He doesn't drive our vehicles, so.
Well, I think that was...
One of the questions was if he's not adverse to going to the classes, but he doesn't have a truck that'll make it down there.
I don't have a vehicle for it.
Let me see if he's willing to. He's working on getting a new truck, but he hasn't gotten there yet.
I'm not even sure he could get in that class next week already.
You think it might be full?
It could be full.
Well, I was looking. There's also online classes through initials. But they
PSATs?
Work. No, it's not PSATs. It's PME something.
Oh, the engineers?
And they do it through the Borough Association. But it's the way I'm reading it, it's open to anybody and it's online.
Would it be the same education through the Borough Association as through the Townships Association? Or is zoning a little bit different depending on which kind?
No, the MPC governs both, but if they get into specifics, the Borough Code is different than the Township Code. But the MPC governs zoning, so.
Yeah, because when I put it in for township zoning.
And it comes up the
And it comes up PME something, and yeah. But it's listed under the Borough Association.
The Borough Association has it. And I think PSATs does local ones, too.
They have one coming up.
Locally.
They had one coming up to the Wilkes-Barre area.
Yeah.
but it was strictly for warehouses.
Oh, okay, we don't want that.
We just got the new magazine. We should look at it too. Something like
PSATS magazine?
Yeah.
The Natasha magazine. Just
there
came.
Should be.
It was in my mailbox today.
At the latest, there should be with the conference, I think on Sunday, there's a zoning, right. Or Saturday, before the conference starts, there's usually solicitors, emergency management, and zoning.
Yeah, they usually have it. They usually have it on the day before the actual.
Regular
convention
conference,
starts.
Yeah.
But they haven't listed the rest for this year yet, so there's only two listed.
Have we ever looked at hiring an outside zoning company to enforce our zoning just like we do with our building?
And a lot of them have given it up, though.
Well, I see Smithfield Township's in doing that. They're hiring.
Code inspections or BUI?
I don't know who it is. Not
code
inspections. They
don't
do zoning.
The Sean they have in Monroe County has 10, he has 10 municipalities, and he subcontracts a lot of young folks who work for him.
Yeah, I just saw that at Smithfield Township. Their zoning officer retired, and they're going to go to an outside agency.
Yeah. What's the name of his? What's the initials of his?
Which one?
UI? Oh, no, Sean's?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was Sean McGlynn something.
Yeah, I think
something.
It's SFM or something.
Yeah, but he's got 10 different municipalities.
NEIC has a number of them too, so.
And I think BUI and.
They're not doing zoning anymore.
Okay, code inspections?
They're not doing
zoning.
They're not doing
zoning
either.
No.
Okay.
No. That's Joe the other day.
So.
Table it to the next meeting. Let me go talk to him again.
Yeah.
He's not going to make this.
This training?
This training, yeah.
Okay. Then I'll make motion table.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Moving on to Spongy Moth.
We got our clarification from the county, and they will allow homeowners to aggregate with their neighbors and go in directly. So we're just reporting on that update. And they do have an upcoming task force meeting they're trying to schedule. But they are only doing in person and only during the day.
Typical cat.
So I'm going to send an email to Jessica and ask that they open a Zoom option. Okay. That's all I have for that.
Okay. Moving on, fidelity and crime coverage. I make a motion we can postpone that.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Planning Commission request, a zoning map update. We discussed that at our workshop, and
yeah.
I believe we're going to send Bob's going to send that to the county for their comments.
Well, I'll make a motion for the township to send the latest edition of the map to the county planning department for comments prior to advertising it for hearing.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Discussion review of section 308-1.
I will make a motion that we request that the Planning Commission and our attorney and the appropriate professionals review section 308 in its entirety for modifications and updates.
I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Rule for memorandum and conditional use.
I think we should table that based on Sean's comments.
I will make a motion to table.
I will second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. New business. Section 407 of the zoning ordinance. We sent it to the War Authority for comments. Did we get anything back?
No.
It's here for so that we could try to schedule an opportunity for them and Planning Commission to meet with us jointly. Do we want to do that at the end of February at the Planning Commission meeting like we've done in the past, or are they going to be busy with their applicant? So we probably should do it at the March workshop, maybe, of the Planning Commission?
That sounds good.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
And you're available for that workshop?
I hope to be. I will be by Zoom if I'm not.
Okay. And I'll make a motion that we offer the Water Authority the workshop of the Planning Commission in March as a joint meeting opportunity, and if they're amenable to that date, we advertise that as a joint meeting.
What's the date on that?
Let's see.
Second Thursday.
Second Thursday, is that Bob?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the 9th. But
March 13th.
13th.
Mm-hmm. March 13th.
Yeah, March 13th is our next Zoom meeting.
Do we have a second on that?
No, second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Pike County Power and Lights, notice of proposed electric rates.
What's your pleasure? Do you want to engage the Office of the Consumer Advocate? Like,
yes, I believe we should send a letter.
Yes.
Okay. Similar to last time.
I'll make a motion that we engage the Office of the Consumer Advocate to request hearings and testimony regarding the proposed rate increase.
I'll second it. That's okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Response for correspondence from Ed Gregert.
Ed Gregert sent a letter before the last, I think right after the last meeting. This is a follow-up to Mr. Weber's previous comments and requests regarding the truck parking at Route 6 and 84. Tony, would you be amenable to writing Mr. Gregert a response in accordance with the past research that was done?
I could, but... I think we should look into it a little more because I don't believe that there's anything indicating that there's a violation and the zoning office hasn't given a violation.
Indeed, I'm aware that the zoning office hasn't given a violation and that it, research has been done several times. Mm-hmm. So would you like to do further research?
No, I can kind of outline what's been done and indicate that there's been no zoning violation issue.
That would be fine. Mm-hmm. I make a motion to have our attorney respond to Mr. Gregert's inquiry.
I'll second it.
Copy Mr. Weber on the response since it was clearly associated with his request.
Okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
Just one comment on that. I have a right to know when on this.
Yeah, okay. It's due on Wednesday, so I'm working on it.
I think that's probably like the third time, right?
No, third time will be a charm. There's only twice. So,
okay.
No, one good. To go.
Mike Rapecki, trading expense.
Okay, so we appointed Mr. Rapecki to as alternate to the Zoning Hearing Board, and there is training through PSATs for Zoning Hearing Board members, which is, was it $75, $100?
Yes, $75.
$75. So, but we did not have training expenses in the budget, so we have to approve providing that to him. I think we definitely need to do that. I would make a motion that we approve Mr. Ropecki's training cost of $75 through PSATs.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Last but not least, repair of the flagpole. It's not the pole, it's the rope. It's all messed up.
I think the flag's in terrible shape, too, if you look. Yeah. You look at the flag?
Yeah. That's all winds.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a new one out there.
Oh, it's new already. Okay.
No, we have a new one.
Okay.
I just haven't. We can't get it up, we can't get it down.
Because of the rope.
Huh?
Because the rope's tangled in the top.
Okay.
So I got to get that company from Matamoros.
The sign company?
Yes. But I don't know what it's going to cost us.
Okay.
I got to call into them and they call me back yet.
Okay.
So.
So we're going to get a quote for repairs to the flagpole?
Yep. Hopefully.
All right, then I will make a motion to table that item until we have a quote.
Okay, but meanwhile, flag stuck at half mast.
The fire department maybe be able to get it down?
No. Can't put a ladder against that pole.
Well, they don't need the ladder against the pole. They need to get somebody up there. All right, so
they don't have a
wood. What pipe? It would be like
a tree guy with a bucket left.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't have a local tree guy with a bucket.
We don't have one with a bucket either, huh?
Nope.
That's what I was worried
about.
Mace don't have a bucket?
No.
Question.
Oh. Yes.
How's it attached to the ground?
Concrete it in, Bill.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. It's not one that you can pull a pin and lower the pole.
Okay.
And one time we could pick up a phone call, Blue Ridge Cable, and they'd be right here.
Oh,
at no charge.
They have a bucket truck.
Or Pike County Light Power, for that matter.
Yeah.
I'll stop out there. They got a small bucket.
Yeah, they got a small bucket too, the power company.
I'll stop out and see Nicole.
Okay. So it's just stuck? You can't just cut the rope?
Yeah, no one's going to know. That's the trouble.
Well, if you cut the rope and it cuts itself, you can't get a new one up there without a bucket.
But you can't get a new one up until you have
you
got to
see
anyway.
I don't know what's going on up there, but it won't go up and it won't go down.
You know anybody with a bucket, Kevin? The flag is stuck on the pole.
Like a stuck flag, Kevin.
At half mast.
Is the rope still in it?
Oh, yeah. But it's right at the top, Kevin. I have no idea what's going on up there.
The truck probably turned over on itself.
That's what I thought. From all the winds.
Yeah, and that should be in a PVC sleeve. You should be able to pull that pole right out of the ground. It should be in a sleeve loose. I'll look at it tomorrow.
I'll look at it tomorrow.
You probably can pull that pole right out and fix the top and put it right back in. That's under 25 foot, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
2 seconds.
That's the last item on the agenda, so.
You're going to get instant resolution here.
Other than public participation. We're back to public participation.
Back to public participation.
I'm asking for just clarity on new business A and B. So A, basically, you're requesting a joint meeting, is that correct?
Yes, we have, the Planning Commission has been working on new language in Section 407 as part of our discussions with the Water Authority regarding changes we wanted to make to our ordinance post the warehouse application that we were dealing with last year. And so there is language now available that the Water Authority has been given to review, and we'd like to have a joint meeting with our Planning Commission and the Water Authority to discuss that language and see where they're at and if that language is something they have additional requests regarding that we would be open to, or is that language that's acceptable, and a joint meeting is a good way to move that forward.
And there'll be a meeting to discuss that with them, or?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what their response is, but that's what we believe will happen,
Okay.
Kevin, we chose the March workshop as a potential joint meeting with planning and the Water Authority for 407.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff on our plate, so yeah.
That's why we didn't want to go to your February meeting.
Well, the other applicant, do we have an application yet?
For next door?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of.
Has there been any contact with Mr. Ballouer and Mr. Walter?
That I'm not aware of, Kevin.
Okay, so.
What'd you find out there, Kev?
Well, as cold as it's been, that might be froze, but it's the honest truth from looking at it in this dark, somebody put the wrong cord in that. So I bet you what's happened is the cord has gone alongside of the pulley. So I'll come over in the daylight. If I could yank one side out, then we'll run another clock.
You want me to bring a ladder and hold while you climb?
Yeah, right. that should have a almost 3/8 rope on it, not that cord that it's got on it. So.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
They all have. I've done a lot of flagpoles. They all have the same pulley.
Yeah.
So I bet you that thin rope with this wind, and being you had a half mast, got on the side of the pulley.
Okay.
So. And the worst we can do is break it and gonna have to go up there anyway.
Well, worst comes to worst, I talked to Pike County Power and Light. I get along good with them out there, and they get that small bucket truck. I'm sure it'll help us out.
You know what? We could probably get a trailer from Keener. He's got the lift trailers.
Well, if we can get them to go up, we'll get them a piece of nylon before they go that's the right size, so it'll fit in.
Right.
Then if you put a bigger one in there, it won't get alongside of the truck. Right. I'm pretty sure what happened is that cord's got over the edge of the pulley.
All right. I'm off Thursday. I'll run out and talk to Nicole.
I should have. And that may have water and it might be frozen.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I don't know. Who installed that, do you know? No.
I don't know who changed that.
All right.
Rope.
Yeah, it looks like you can see the pole. I'll stop in the daylight and look at it.
It is a small rope.
Yeah, I can tell the cord that's on there is the wrong cord.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you've got. It's just, it's over the edge of the pole.
It's over the edge.
Yep. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
So, and I've got, and I'll get the right nylon for it. So,
right.
If you have somebody switch it, if they go up there, they can just drop a line down.
Yeah, I'll stop out there.
What we can do is you're kind of in a bad spot anyway, so we could cut that and tape another piece to it and see if we can yank it up over it, or maybe we can get around the bucket truck. Let me look at it in the daylight.
All right, let me know.
Okay.
I'll talk to him out there. I get along pretty good with him.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And just maybe on what the final outcome on B, yes, on B, new business B, please.
We're going to engage the Pennsylvania Office of the Consumer Advocate and request that they get involved in the determination about the rate increase for Pike County Light and Power.
I'm sorry?
That they get involved in the determination for the rate increase for Pike County Light and Power.
So I thought
we'll ask them to ask for public hearings and testimony.
I guess I misunderstood. I thought PUC suspended that increase until further review by them.
They did on the gas one in Mount Morris. I don't know about this one, but I know they did.
Yeah, I didn't
see anything with the electric. Mm-hmm. I know they did the gas one in Mount Morris till October.
In either case, if it's been suspended, it's likely coming back anyway, so getting the Consumer Advocate to pay attention to it and watch it through the process would still be helpful.
Yeah. Anything else under public participation?
Thank you.
If not, I make a motion. We pay the bills and adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed.